Here's a dark and ghoulish story for your Christmas time delight. Back in September, just before the wall-to-wall media orgy of the Charlie Kirk assassination, Vladimir Putin, Xi Jinping and Kim Jong-un met up for a big military parade in Beijing, accompanied by their chums Lukashenko of Belarus, Pezeshkian of Iran and Ming Aung Hlaing of the Myanmar junta. This self-congratulatory comic con of the Marvel supervillain universe was chiefly notable for our hot mic moments in which Putin and Xi were overheard talking about the prospects of human longevity. According to reports, the conversation went like this. Putin, aged 72 at the time. Biotechnology is continuously developing. Human organs can be continuously transplanted. The longer you live, the younger you become, and you can even achieve immortality. Xi, also aged 72. Some predict that in this century, humans may live to 150 years old. Ha ha, they wish. One of the few consolations of being an elderly worker in capitalism is that no matter how rich these capitalist bastards are, they can't cheat death any more than you can. So this little soundbite reveals that they are keenly aware of that fact too. I mean, it's not fair, is it? You go to all the trouble of demolishing democracy, crushing your opponents, cowing your population, making yourself dictator for life, only to have death pull the rug from under you, just like it does for the little people. It's not just the autocrats, of course. Donald Trump, while not believing in exercise or healthy food, nevertheless appointed longevity enthusiasts, including RF Kennedy, to key health posts. Rich Silicon Valley tech bros like Peter Thiel and Jeff Bezos also harbour Methuselah aspirations, reasoning that if there's any way to extend life, their money will find it. There are individuals like Brian Johnson who are so obsessed with longevity that they will put themselves through the most punishing and joyless regimes in order to wring life out to the very last drop. But they are likely proof of the old joke that renouncing all of life's pleasures doesn't make you live longer, it just seems like it. Though it's still considered fringe of the fringe, there is a history of research into longevity, from plasma therapy to fusing old and young mice together, and even injecting pureed monkey testicle into the human scrotum. Instead of seeing death as the great leveller, why not treat it as a preventable disease like any other, for which treatments can be found? The Greenland shark can live for 500 years or more, and only starts dating at 150. There must be sound biological reasons for that, aside from living in a perpetual icebox. The World Health Organization in 2018 included old age as a disease in its 11th edition of the International Classification of Diseases, until vigorous protest made them remove it again. Because for critics, pathologizing a universal process involves serious ethical concerns, stigmatizing old people as having something wrong with them. And then again, there is the big picture. Death is the reason we exist. If animals didn't die, there would have been no evolution and therefore no us. If humans became immortal, society might ossify and you'd have to abolish children. But never mind big pictures and bleeding hearts, think of the profits. As one critic put it, they are interested only in the biomolecular and the monetizable. They seem strangely uncurious about the enemy they have declared war on. Aging to them is simply a technical problem that can and will be fixed. In any case, nobody wants to make workers immortal. Only the super rich. Putin, famous for his ludicrous bare-chested on a horse publicity photos, is fixated with being a healthy strong man and goes everywhere with an army of doctors. He doesn't drink or smoke, and he's put billions into anti-aging research, stem cell cloning, and organ transplant technology. It's also scurrilously reported that he bathes in deer blood, a traditional Siberian shamanic remedy. In all this, he is no doubt encouraged by his inner circle of hangers-on, who warmly appreciate that keeping him alive is their ticket to staying in power. What's the reality behind the hopeful hype? Professor of Vaccine Immunology John Tregoning points out that you can't keep swapping out failing organs indefinitely because A, general anaesthetics are a calculated risk that increases with age at each operation, and B, there's a high risk of MRSA infections, including sepsis, with every transplant op. Putin would be playing Russian roulette over and over again. Cloned organs are not a thing, at least not yet, so you'd need a lifetime of immunosuppressants with an ever-present threat of fatal infections. And there is not an endless supply of suitable organs. In fact, there's a world shortage. There is some state-of-the-art work using genetically modified pig organs, but if you survive 6 months after a transplant, that is considered an amazing feat. Meanwhile, Tregoning adds, the rest of your body would still be aging. The largest organ is your skin. And how are you supposed to replace that? He says, even if you could replace all of the internal organs, you'd need to replace your muscles, your bone, your skin. Everything is aging at fairly constant rates. Just putting a new heart in is like taking a 1980s Ford Cortina and putting a brand new Porsche engine in and expecting it to run fine. On top of all that, brain connectivity declines over time too, and there's no known way to reset that. There is, he says, some horizon research into a class of drugs called senolytics, which eat dead cells and scar tissue and may be a way to reboot the human body from the inside out, a bit like an oil change, but for now they only work with fruit flies and nematode worms, and they have toxic side effects. So, happily, today's ruthless autocrats stand no chance of cheating the Reaper. But new ones will replace them as long as capitalism survives. The world's workers need to wield the political scythe where it would do most good.
You have been listening to World Socialist Radio, produced by the Socialist Party of Great Britain. If you would like to find out more, you can visit our website, spgb.net.